Damian, thanks for joining us. Last week, New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham announced a relaxation of quarantine rules for travelers from out of state, certain travelers, that is. Also, the governor announced that hotels can boost some of their capacity. Can you give us the details about what the governor did?
That's right. Under the new emergency orders, which took effect on Friday, there are a few more states that have been added kind of to the green list that don't require quarantining. However, I think there are still about 37 states and territories that do require that mandatory 14-day quarantine. Basically, anyone arriving from states with a 5% or greater test positivity rate or a new case rate of greater than 80 per million residents, based on the 7-day rolling average, still are required to quarantine for 14 days whenever they arrive in New Mexico. You also mentioned, Anthony, the loosening of restrictions on hotels. That is going to be a big help for a lot of area hotels, I suspect, because the hotels that have completed the NMSafe training program for COVID-safe practices can expand their maximum occupancy to 75%, whereas those who haven't will have to remain at that cap of a 50% occupancy. And as of that announcement on Thursday, there were 112 hotels statewide that were listed on the NMSafe website as having been certified.
We're going to go down to talk about the Picacho Hills Country Club sale has been finalized.
That's right. That sale was finalized on September 1st, and Spirit Golf Management Southwest is now the brand new owner of that club. They're taking over from Don and Louis Byad, who have run the facility for the past couple of decades. Richard Holcomb, one of the company's partners, told the Sun News that they chose Picacho Hills because they really wanted to expand locations in the Southwest, and they felt that this particular country club has been active since the 70s. It's got a strong membership base. He says the company plans to make some improvements because they think that brighter days are ahead for Picacho Hills. Now, this company, Spirit Golf Management Southwest, recently, I mean, as recently as a couple of weeks ago, also took over the Butterfield Trail Golf Club in El Paso, which had been closed for a while. So they're really looking at expanding and could be big players in the golf game in the years to come.
We also have news of a company that is expanding in the area. Can you tell us about this aerial inspection company?
It's called Lazen Inc. It's a company that uses helicopters and aerial drones that is equipped with laser technology, patented laser technology, to detect pipeline leaks and other hazards from up to 500 feet above the ground. They also can deliver interactive maps of inspection areas and monitor power lines for damage from the elements or wildlife or other factors. They've been around since 1989, but they recently got some LEDA funding from the state and city to build a brand new 37,000 square foot headquarters by next summer. That's going to be located off of West Amador, south of the San Saba Pecan Center. They're also hoping to add 79 employees, and they're going to be paying wages averaging $80,000 a year.
Damian, thanks for the update. Can you tell us where we can follow up on these stories?
That's right. We've got tons of great local coverage available online at www.lcsun-news.com. You can follow my reporting on Twitter at Damian Willis.
Thanks, Damian. We'll talk to you next week.
It's a pleasure.